absolutely delighted. You know, sometimes it's tougher to do that than the other weeks. I agree with you. We were tough. We were together. We were exhausted. You know, we're a club that's hurting at the moment. You could see it. That affected us, you know, as a group a lot last week. You know, that was a big opportunity. And yeah, you know, people get down on the fellas because they didn't get the performance in the semi-final, the Challenge Cup there, and people get down on them, but no more than themselves. It's their career and their life, and they really wanted that. I pointed that out to everybody that's asked. We really wanted that last week, and we didn't get it. We've got to learn some lessons from it, and we picked some of those lessons up and took them out there tonight. And your point's good because, you know, at the end of the day, we could have rolled over there tonight. Yeah. You know, we could just give in and say it's all too hard and, you know, life's tough, but we haven't done that. We've stayed strong and worked hard.
I think that was indicated, wasn't it? I mean, suddenly when the gap became an 18-point gap and you think, well, how's this going to go? But actually Broncos get the next score and then actually look as if maybe, you know, another score, and suddenly it comes down to a one-score game. It could have done, couldn't it? I mean, that just shows great determination.
Very much so. Like, even at the end there, it could have been another try, just let one go in with the last few minutes there, but we kept digging in and finding a way to save it. And, you know, they got a scrum and we tapped the ball down off it and recovered the ball. So those little things are important. They're important moments when you're putting pride back into your shirt after what's happened. You know, you don't want that score to unfold. And I agree with that. You know, it was probably disappointing. There's a couple of barge tries when we went to fatigue, when we'd done so much in the set and they got the soft route through to the try line there. That was frustrating, and we probably threw the ball around, particularly first half. We made a lot of errors in the attacking end. You know, we were chasing that game again, which is something we really massively got to work on learning not to do.
Remainder of the season, what's sort of the target?
Be together, show that we can work really hard. You know, wins is what we're about. We keep saying it, and we always know it. Our job's about getting 2 points every week, and we'll just make sure that we're working really hard and finding every moment, making every moment count, and, you know, play every moment like it's a final and keep learning lessons with each other.
And the club has some decisions to make as well. I mean, that's going to be another important factor, isn't it, really, over the next few weeks, really. You know, futures, homes, where you're playing, recruitment, all those sort of things.
Yeah, some stress on the place, no question, you know. So what we've got to do is, in those, you know, when the bombs are going off around you, you've got to make sure you're focused and, you know, we're really focused and driven on our football. And we, you know, we can, you know, keep leading the way, you know, making sure our efforts are good, and, you know, if we're the flagship of it, we have to keep making it something we're fighting for.
Great reception from the fans as well tonight, at half-time and at full-time as well. That shows they appreciated that what everyone put in.
I'm not surprised by that. You know, they're tough buggers, you know. They're very supportive. You feel their energy, and sometimes they get a bit down, and I guess everyone's entitled to do that, but it was terrific to feel their energy tonight, and really thankful for it.
Seen the last of Dorney this season, is that?
Yeah, he's got to have an operation on his elbow, so that'll be the end of his season.
But one or two coming back for the last few games?
Yeah, we'll get them in if we can. You know, there's very much a chance that a couple of them will come back, or a few of them will come back over the next couple of weeks, so we'll just keep trying a way to get blokes out in the field working for us.
And what's your secret for picking yourself up after what happened last weekend? What was your way of doing it?
That's a good question, actually. I've just been angry, if I'm honest. You know, I've been stunned. I was stunned for quite a few days, and just honesty has been a key. I've just been really honest with myself, and, you know, you've got to learn your lessons. You know, we failed the other day, but it's not a failure if you learn from it. And in my heart, you know, I just hope we get an opportunity to take those lessons into another similar type experience, and then it'll be all worthwhile. I've been angry, you know, I've been angry and just... don't know if I've picked myself up yet, but we'll keep fighting. Yeah.
And it's important to look at a positive. I just quickly spoke to Brian Mack, who obviously knows London rugby as well. His potential, he talks about that there is a real, I think, a good feeling about the possibility of still pushing London forward. This is maybe an idea from this point. Actually, there was an opportunity to push forward again, isn't it?
Well, that's that big decision. You know, I think everyone's seeing pretty clearly. Can go one way or the other. It can go a horrible way, which is something we're all worried about. It could go. Could also go a really fantastic way. And that's what really excites everybody. You'd like to think, you know, it's probably why the decisions are taking a long time to make, because if they're made the right way with the right base, and you've got to have a plan at every level, not just the footy side, to be a really good flagship top club, you know, and that's what we have to aspire to be, and not just... I just hope we don't make any decisions going forward that are just for survival. You know, I want us to make them to be great.
Big few weeks off the pitch as well as on.
Yeah, very much so.
Tony, that's great.